Thank you, Mr. President. We just want to commend you on your outreach efforts this year to non-member states and welcome all of their inclusions and interventions to our proceedings. While great efforts have been made, the convention is not yet universal, and Canada remains concerned at the lack of new parties to the convention in a number of years now, and we'd welcome any innovative approaches and new ideas to further advance the universalization of the convention. We remain firmly committed to advancing the goals of the Ottawa Convention and believe that steps must be taken to encourage the remaining states to join the treaty. We all know the benefits of joining the convention, and we will only succeed on universalization with the strength of our collective effort. To that end, I would like to provide an update on an event held in New York last month, put on by Canada in the context of the 25th anniversary of the Ottawa Convention. With a focus towards universalization of the Ottawa Convention, last month, through the expertise of the ICBL, Canada brought together over 20 delegations, mostly from countries not yet a party to the Ottawa Convention, as well as from civil society, to an event focused on joining the Ottawa Convention. Canada was grateful to have many ambassadors present at our event, including the current and future chair of the Ottawa Convention. Delegations received a number of briefings and had a good exchange on best practices to overcome some of the hurdles in joining the convention. We were also pleased to have a field presentation from mine-affected people of Afghanistan. We consider the event to have been a great success. I thank you.